Hey, guys.
Thursday show!
Seth and Colby show on Thursday.
Pit sweat on this one.
Pit sweat. We got pit sweat.
I'm really conscious of that as I sit. Like, I have a crotch fan down here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can feel the crotch fan.
Oh,
right,
I can
right
feel
now.
The crotch
okay.
fan.
Like, I stream all day, so I have the crotch fan down there. But, like, it doesn't help the pits.
Yeah.
And so, like, about 3 o'clock rolls around, I'll be like, yeah! I don't look at it. It's like I got... the ocean
dude,
in my pits.
I saw this thing. Okay,
it can't be attractive.
It's a box. It's an air conditioner. It's a fan, basically, okay? With
it's a box,
tube.
Air conditioner, and a fan.
It's a tube that comes out and goes straight down. You just, like,
okay.
hook it into your pants, and it solves
right.
swamp ass.
I'm all in.
I gotta get you one.
I'm all in, dude.
Yeah, it apparently works.
It would look like I have...
the face up to the, or the fan up to the pits, and then you got it.
It would look like I'd have some, like, ailment.
They wouldn't see it. You stream belly up. You're good. You wouldn't even tell.
I would know, man.
You would know.
I would know.
But that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Self-hate is there anyway. You're good.
Dude, you're like my inner devil. Like, literally, my brain thought
Satan.
Those things as you said those things. It's like, yeah, he's making great points. And my inner angel's like, I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm done.
Just do it.
I'm dead.
I'm hot. The heat is too real. It is almost October, and it's still 90 degrees here,
it's
man.
Like, it was 96 today.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what's up. Like, no joke, I went outside today. All right? That could be the end of it. No joke, I went outside today to take my kid to school at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was already, like, 80 degrees out.
I know.
Tomorrow is the first day of fall. Do you know that?
No.
Tomorrow's the first day of fall, and it's going to be like 95 degrees.
I want ice.
I like
bring the White Walkers.
Like,
I need them right now. Winter should be here by now.
When I went out about 3 just to look outside, see the sun. Big mistake.
Big mistake.
Like, it was like it's literally the feeling you get when, like, you're baking something like a casserole, and you, like, check on it, and you just get blasted.
Blasted.
In the face.
Oh yeah.
That's what happened,
I know.
But it's Earth.
It's outside.
It's not okay.
I want to vacate to Alaska.
Dude.
Just go.
Dude, that'd be great.
I want to move to Colorado.
I think Alaska's
so
better
bad.
For us, honestly.
Yeah.
Colorado's more realistic because it's next door.
It's next door.
But Alaska's better because there's no people there.
There's none. Oh, even more reason to go.
Right.
I went to Walmart today for, like, 5 minutes.
I'm sure they have a Walmart in Alaska,
by
the way.
5 minutes.
12 people
and
there, probably.
I wanted to just...
Yeah, we need a new plague.
Never venture outside.
You ever just drive around and be like, what are all these people doing?
At 5:30, 5 o'clock traffic, I'm driving home. This guy's going 35 on Ridge. I'm just like, you have no place to be! You don't.
Yeah.
He didn't even look behind. I was riding his ass.
Dude.
I was right behind him. He was oblivious.
I almost
didn't
murdered
care.
Someone in front of my son yesterday.
Didn't care.
When I was driving. We carpooled yesterday. All right. So I went to pick up Chris after I pick him up from school. On the way to pick up Chris, all right, there's this car. It's like a silver Camry, normal car. But it's got Woody hanging out of the truck, like from Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ha ha, Woody's hitching a ride. I'm trying to show Aaron.
Right.
And she's in this lane, and I'm in the lane next to her. And so I'm trying to drive, like, kind of catacorner to her.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady in front of her is one of those ladies who, like, if this is the steering wheel right here, okay? She's like this.
Oh, my God.
All right. And she's got glasses on. You know the glasses that, like, come out to here and then, like, are flat black?
The box glasses.
Like, why are you allowed on the road, first of all? And she's going 6 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's literally to the point where I feel the dude behind me is going to honk because I'm trying to go the same speed as the car I'm next to. And the minivan in front of me is, like, 1.5 miles ahead of me at this point. Because it goes so. And the moral of the story is Aaron never got to see the Woody because of the old lady.
The old lady. I would be yelling at you because you're going too slow. And
I know, that's all I can think about is, like, I'm going to be part of the problem. I can't do it.
100 feet of room in front of him in the next car, and he's just like, I'm going to take my time.
Yeah, so I had to disappoint my son to appease a stranger yesterday because of some old lady.
Oh, the rage is real, guys. Thursday shows are ragey.
And it's all because of the heat.
No, it is.
It is.
Take the heat away. We'll be fine. We will be angels. We will be saints.
Right, if we could go outside and the weather was beautiful,
yeah,
it would quash some of this rage.
Definitely, it would be like, like, at least it's not burning hot outside.
Like, I literally think of you going out and walking your dog and just getting more filled with rage while he's peeing.
Oh, he takes the longest time to shit. Oh, God. Oh, he just lollygags around.
Yeah, and you're just out there in the heat the whole time.
I feel bad because I'm probably not the best dog owner. He doesn't get to go outside a lot because of apartment life.
I think that's pretty normal,
and,
though.
And, yeah, when he does, he's like,
I have a job.
Frick, I'm outside! I'm outside, guys! I'm outside! I'm going to just troll around. La-da-da-da-da-da.
He should realize that it's hot and being outside is horrible.
Yeah, I agree. No, he doesn't feel heat. He's a alien of some sort. I don't get it.
He's a cold-blooded dog.
Yeah. Heat, cold, doesn't bother him. I've never seen him shake once in my life other than out of excitement for going outside.
What about fear?
No, he just cowers. He doesn't shake. That's a very common sight because he pokes in my house. The rage, people.
My God, it is too hot, and it's hot everywhere.
Oh God, it's just hot.
Like there's nowhere. I mean, you know what? Seriously, I have a client I work with in Colorado, and he's like, I'm traveling to Kansas this week. It's like I'm like, bring some cold weather with you. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, it's supposed to be 95 like all this week. He's like, are you serious? It's like 75 this week in Denver. And I'm just like, kill me. He's like, yeah, but that's hot for us,
right? 75 in Denver. Like, oh my God, if it's 90, okay.
Yeah, it's 90 degrees out.
It's starting to dip, Nick.
Yeah, but it's 7 p.m. on September 21st, and it's 90 degrees. Yeah, it's 90 degrees. Look at that, 90. It's 90.
That's ridiculous, people.
You got Denver on there?
I used to. Manhattan, Wichita, Dallas, Kansas City, New York, Sydney. Sydney.
We should move to Sydney.
Belize City.
Why do you have Belize City?
Great question. I apparently don't have Denver, but still. Weather. No, next week, Monday, Tuesday, it looks like Tuesday. Nope, that's just because it's going to rain.
It's 87 in Denver right now.
Oh, my God.
But it's only 11% humidity there.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. People. How about this? Weather, Anchorage, Alaska.
Yes. Kentucky. That's not right. Why are we looking at Kentucky?
God, 46 degrees, dude.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
And it's raining. Take it's 46 and right light now. Rain. That sounds like heaven.
It really does when you're living in 90 degree heat constantly.
I would rather be there probably than anywhere else on Earth. And that includes like in the middle of like an Asian harem. I would rather be there in the rain in Anchorage, Alaska.
Right in the middle of 12 Asian ladies. Yeah. Nope.
Take me to Alaska.
Give me some coal.
That's what I want. All right, should we start this stupid
show? Let's start this stupid, rage-filled, heat-filled, fucking 100-degree show.
All right, here's the
rage. Start it up.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a doopie. I'm a duper. You guys are the doopies.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Hey, everybody, we're back. We're here. It is the Seth and Colby Show.
Welcome, guys. We are here live every Thursday, every Sunday, twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. We're also on fire. We are a podcast. We talk about things and stuff. I'm Seth. He's Colby.
I am.
And we do this twice a week. So if you like what you see, you should follow us on Twitch.
Follow us.
Twitch.tv/SethandColby. On YouTube, youtube.com/SethandColby. On Twitter, twitter.com/SethandColby. And subscribe to the podcast.
Everything
SethandColby. On iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Maybe and Stitcher. Maybe all of them.
All the places.
All the places.
You better be doing all the things.
We're there. All of these links, as a recap, are at SethandColby.com. But we are live every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. That's where you can see our beautiful faces. Faces right here. Do you see them? They're beautiful. Look at me.
Yeah!
Look at him. Look at me. Look at him. Look at him.
Ah!
Look at me. Look at him.
Me.
Me now.
You!
Yeah, me!
Now me! Back to you, me! Well, if you can't do that one.
But anyway, guys, that's what you miss when you don't watch a show live.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who has followed us over the past few days. Let's see, we had... It looks like we had 3 new followers since the last time we asked. So thank you, guys. That's like one
thank
a day.
You.
So I appreciate
very
it.
Fantastic.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight.
Really appreciate it.
Tonight, there's, like, not a lot of news.
That's cool.
But I have a couple trailers that I want to watch with Colby, so we're
ooh,
probably going to watch those, react to them on the thing.
Ooh.
We've also got, like, some more serious stories down at the end, and we've got this guy who accidentally, he didn't accidentally do this, but he recorded the sound of his fart for a year, and then made it into a song that he then sent to a coworker, but he accidentally sent it to the entire corporate directory. And that story's secondary, though. I just kind of want to listen
is
to the song.
Fired? He should be fired.
I don't think he's fired. I think it was an accident.
Or at least like a probationary period or something.
Oh, what are you?
Like, you need to go to therapy because you're recording your own farts. You got problems.
There's a whole story. We'll get into it, all right? So thank you guys for watching.
Thanks.
Let's actually, like, let's fade out the intro right now. And then let's get into the actual show.
Down. Fade the music off.
All right, it's been faded.
Now we're here.
We're here now.
We're only the voices.
Yep, now we got to entertain with no
now
music
we
in the background.
Entertain things.
All right, so here we go. What do you want to start with, dude?
Something.
All right.
That one.
All right, we're going to start with this one right here. Okay. turning off. Why didn't it? I'm hitting the wrong hotkey. Had to be smart on the computer there, Seth. Turning off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth in iOS 11's control center doesn't actually turn off Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
What the what?
It's a feature, not a bug. Turning off Bluetooth and Wi-Fi when you're not using them on your smartphone has been a long-standard common sense advice. Unfortunately, with the iPhone's new operating system, iOS 11, turning them off is not as easy as it used to be. Now when you toggle Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off from the iPhone's control center, the somewhat confusing menu that appears when you swipe up from the bottom of the phone, it actually doesn't completely turn them off. While that might sound like a bug, it's actually what Apple intended in the new operating system, but security researchers warn that users might not realize this and, as a consequence, could leave Bluetooth and Wi-Fi on without noticing.
What is my only question?
Colin Mulliner, a security researcher who studied Bluetooth for years, said, "It is stupid. It is not clear for the user."
So you're telling me why? What?
Hold
continue
on.
To read.
To be clear and to be fair, this behavior is exactly what Apple wants. In its own documentation, the company says that in iOS 11 and later, when you toggle the Wi-Fi or Bluetooth buttons in Control Center, your device will immediately disconnect from Wi-Fi and Bluetooth accessories. Both Wi-Fi and Bluetooth will continue to be available. That is because Apple wants the iPhone to be able to continue using AirDrop, AirPlay, Apple Pencil, Apple Watch, location services, and other features, according to the documentation.
I mean, that kind of makes sense because, yes, I do sometimes turn off Bluetooth for some reason or on accident. My watch disconnects.
Well, here's my question. So when you turn off Wi-Fi, do you stop using Wi-Fi or does it keep using Wi-Fi for internet?
Why would you need Wi-Fi? Bluetooth, I think all those devices that you just said right
not
there.
AirDrop. Not AirDrop.
Also, AirDrop
not AirPlay.
Is hidden.
Not AirPlay either.
I was
going
to talk to you about this iOS 11 bullshit because I was like, oh, yeah, new OS. It's going to give us so many new features.
Yeah.
And then I got it, and it's nothing.
You have it?
It's nothing.
It's out?
Yeah, man. There you go.
I didn't even know it was out. When did it come out?
I got it yesterday.
Oh.
Today? Yesterday? One of the two.
Wow.
Anyways.
That tells you how little I care, by the
one,
way.
And one of the things was AirDrop, actually, because I use that between my Mac and this to
I use
take
it all the time as well.
At work, and it's very convenient because nowadays, it actually works.
As Steve Jobs would say, it just works.
Yes, it just works
it
now.
It just works.
It used to not.
Okay, so it works for you now. It
used to not, but like in the last 2 years, I think, with iOS 10, it started.
Oh, that's right, yeah, with like...
But okay, so tell me right here on this menu where you get to AirDrop and how to turn it on.
Yep. Is it the green thingy?
No, it is not. That is, I don't know what the hell that is. That's cellular data.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of cool. You can turn that off.
So tell me where you do that. Because it's not very self-explanatory, is it?
Is it the screen mirroring one?
Nope. That is literally AirPlay. It's called 3D Touch.
Oh, what the?
And there it is right there.
So what's it happen on my... How's that work on my phone?
I had to Google it.
How's that work on my phone?
It might be there. Because yours is bigger, but
no,
maybe
I don't have 3D Touch.
Oh, maybe just a hold down.
I guess.
I don't. That is a bad thing, isn't it? Maybe yours doesn't get. No, it's gotta.
I'm probably never gonna upgrade because I don't have enough space on my phone. So I'll probably just
keep
my own. Also, a major reason I don't upgrade. Go to your settings. I don't know exactly where this is. So we have to do a little exploring here on the show. Go to your settings and go to. Let's just keep scrolling. I'll find it eventually.
Eventually.
This is going to be like old apps, like apps that are no longer compatible. So we're like looking for like a category that would show that.
What?
Gosh, you got a lot of apps on your phone, dude.
Yeah, it's called Everything That Is Apple is up here. So you want to go into General,
maybe?
And then back around? No. I don't know what you're looking for.
What's shut down? There's a button now to just turn it off?
VPN?
Yeah, that's been there for a while.
Oh, okay.
That's for like...
Shut down? That's interesting. We're just exploring iOS 11.
Yeah, go back to settings. Go back to your major settings.
All right, man. You're just looking around.
What about iTunes and App Store? You think it's in there, maybe?
Possibly. Let's see. What's another... Offload unused? No.
What's that say? That's new, isn't it?
Offload unused apps. Automatically remove unused apps, but keep all documents and data.
So it's just kind of like a prune for your phone.
Dude, it's just so weird. I had to literally Google that AirDrop thing because...
Well, I don't know where it is.
How do you know that?
No, you don't.
But what were you looking for?
Well, there's this thing that shows you apps that are no longer compatible with iOS 11. So, like, here, I'll give you an example. Okay, so, like, here's my phone right here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go...
There's your phone.
Here's my phone right here. There. It's in my hand.
In your ears. It's in your ears, audio listeners.
They should watch the video.
Watch the video.
Audio's dead. So, okay, so I have Chuzzle... Chuzzle, Geodefense Swarm, Bookworm, Flappy Bird, Fuzzle, Uno, and 1010 on my phone. Those are my only games.
Okay.
Okay. I maybe play a game twice a year.
Yeah.
Okay. Only when I'm flying to see Chris's parents.
Like,
those are like
literally
the only
that's
time.
It.
Okay.
Is when you're boarding an airport.
Uh-huh. Chuzzle, Geodefense Swarm, Bookworm, Fuzzle, and Uno are all games that when I boot them up for the first time, I don't know if it'll show me. Yeah. See. Chuzzle, it says right here.
Oh, God.
I got Colby's face in front of
me. That was my face.
It says, a big white square. Focus! Focus!
Camera problem!
Come on, man!
You can do it!
Come on, man! Slow down
your iPhone.
How is it seriously not showing it? There. Oh, we saw it for a second.
Does it help to block out the rest?
There
it is.
Chuzzle may slow down your phone. The developer of this app. God, it's gone now.
Okay.
It says Chuzzle may slow down your iPhone. The developer of this app needs to update it to improve your compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit OK, and then you can go and you can pop. Oh, it's still on me. And you can go and you can pop Chuzzles. All right?
Pop those Chuzzles.
By the way, I just got a combo and I didn't even play. So that's fantastic. All right.
That's just skill.
Now on iOS 11, apparently those apps, it just says these apps no longer work.
Oh.
And it just puts them in its old thing and then you have to delete
really
them.
That's really cool, so, man, right?
Chuzzle, Flappy Bird, Geodefense Swarm, Bookworm, Uno.
Mm-hmm.
All gone.
So do you think there's a lot of like app developers that aren't like businesses and were like individual people and now gave up on their app?
Like Chuzzle is an old PopCap game.
Mm-hmm.
And EA bought them like 3 or 4 years ago because of Plants vs. Zombies and Peggle, like their two big hits.
Mm-hmm.
And so they stopped developing like the old PopCap games, like Zuma. I used to love Zuma. You remember that one with the frog in the middle and like the spiral? You shoot like a ball. And then Chuzzle was another one that they used to do. And Bookworm is another one. And they dropped all those old ones to focus on Plants vs. Zombies and Peggle. All right? Which is fine. Good for them. But they don't keep them updated anymore because they're not even in the store.
Right.
Like, if I deleted them from my phone, I couldn't get them back.
Okay? I was going to say, yeah, this has got to, like, limit their catalog of apps.
Right, exactly. It's safe to, so that's what happens to Bookworm and Chuzzle. Like, Flappy Bird, the guy who made it, like, there was a whole story about how it became a national obsession. He regretted making it because people got too obsessed.
Hmm.
And so he stopped updating the app and gave up. he got his brick
I've
of gold.
I've created a demon spawn.
Yeah, that's what he did. And so he stopped updating it. Like, Geodefense, like, Fuzzle? Mm-hmm. Fuzzle on there, man? I literally was the first game I ever downloaded on an iPhone. So that would have been in October of 2006. Jeez. I downloaded Fuzzle.
That's ridiculous.
So that game's 11 years old. You wouldn't expect me to go out to my PlayStation and play a game that's 11 years old and expect it to work. So that I understand. But again, these are the only games I like. The Uno on there, okay, is not the Uno that's in the store right now.
Okay.
Because the Uno that's in the store right now is microtransactioned up just crazy amounts. Like, you have to connect to Facebook, you only have a certain number of plays an hour, and blah, 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 blah. That's actually just Uno. Like, you can just play Uno all you want, all the time. Okay?
Back when the App Store was better.
Right. Right, before in-app purchases.
Yeah.
So that's why I like that Uno. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I could go download new Uno. I couldn't get any of the other ones. But, like, the only game on there I think that actually updates consistently is 10-10. So I would lose all of my games if I downloaded iOS 11. And I don't want to do it. Don't want to do it.
I mean, that's what you get when you have, like, a whole, like, anyone develop an app rather
right.
than just you developing apps. But let me tell you straight up from a guy who has it, it's not worth it. By any means.
Well, it'll probably also slow down my phone, because every time I get a new OS,
yeah.
it seems to make my phone slower.
I've noticed that, but except on this phone.
Okay.
Except on the 6S that I've got here. It works fine. I tried to open my photos earlier today, and it just would not open. So there are issues, but it has not generally run slow.
The OS X update hasn't come out, right?
I don't believe so.
It's
yet.
Mac OS now,
yeah,
by the
I
way.
Don't
it's
know.
Not OS X anymore.
I don't know what the hell they're doing. I think tomorrow maybe is the date. I'm not sure.
So yet, many people are making, what are they going to call the iPhone 11? And people are like, iPhone X.1.
Oh my God.
iPhone X.2, because that's what they did with iOS 10. Or Mac 10.
Yeah.
Like, they did... 10 leopard, you know,
yeah.
10.1 snow leopard, 10.2 African
done.
Lion.
Well, I mean, eventually you got to either change up the name scheme to where
right.
you're not doing numbers and you're doing like
right. Well,
and
that's what they did.
Crap like
yeah, that's
that.
What they did.
Or they
dropped the X and went to.
I want the iPhone 21.
Yosemite. I think Yosemite was the first one that
mm-hmm.
they did.
Just go with it. Now that's what I call music. 23. They're on like 52.
Why do they
or some
have to?
Like
why
that.
Do they have to number their things?
Dude, just number it. It's either you went with the numbers, do the numbers, or stop right now
like,
and adjust your.
Like
your
they
plan.
Don't do that with Destiny.
No.
Like Destiny has an update every month.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's some updates are huge. And you know what you call that game? You call it Destiny. And you go.
Just call it an iPhone.
Right.
The new iPhone.
Yeah.
I've got an old iPhone.
Right.
That's it.
Why do they have to have 14
I
numbers?
I don't know, man, because you got to know which one you're buying. You got me. I don't
but
know.
But you don't know. I would guarantee you, most people don't know what phone they own. They just know it's an old iPhone.
Yeah. No, they got to know.
I bet my mom couldn't tell me what her iPhone is.
Really?
Guarantee it. She wouldn't know. Why would she? There's no reason to know. She just
That's
knows
a good
it's not
point.
The newest
my
one.
My dad has no idea what Samsung he has.
Right. Why would you care?
No idea.
There's no reason to know. The only time you need to know is if you need an upgrade or something, and then people at Best Buy will tell you what
yeah.
your phone is.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Dude, I'm just telling you, this 6S, fantastic.
Yeah?
Best phone I've ever had.
Doesn't have the notch, though. So.
Never going to get rid of it until the iPhone 11 is unnotched and has a headphone jack,
I'm thinking
which
about,
will never happen.
I'm thinking about getting a line on Chris's account.
Yeah.
Because I'm still on my parents' plan. Like, mm-hmm. I literally pay them every month.
Right.
And I pay them like $70 a month.
Yeah, that's
and I think if
much.
I just added a line to Chris's,
mm-hmm.
I think
it'd
be less than that.
Cheaper, yeah.
So I might get the new iPhone
yeah.
just because I think
my
I could.
Parents and they pay for it. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
but
not
yeah.
all of us are blessed.
Yep, I'm blessed. This phone is fantastic, and I'm not gonna get rid of it.
What happens
until
if I get
crashes?
An iPhone 11 or an iPhone X?
Then you're going to send me so many animojis.
You knew
I'm
it.
I'm going to block you.
I told Chris the only time she'd ever hear from me is in a chicken
it's
face.
True, a chicken face. That's what I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, but I'm doing it as a troll, not because it's cool.
Yeah, I was watching this channel, Sam and Nico, Corridor Digital, and they were talking about how, like, in maybe 10 years or so, makeup artists are going to go away for film sets and stuff like that because they got the Snapchat and the facial scanners. So they'll just put makeup on you and post.
They could.
I'm
I
just like,
see that.
No way! Yeah.
No, because there's always going to be the Christopher Nolans out there.
Yeah, I want to do it with the film. Get me the film. We're going to throw $1 million IMAX camera into the ocean.
Yep.
You down with that? Let's go.
Yep. And then it'll work because it's film and not digital.
So, back to iOS 11. Literally, the only thing that has changed is the control center.
There's got to be more, right?
That, no.
We're going to go.
That's it. I looked at the top 15 features of
iOS
11.
Oh, you already did this?
And I'm like, I'm never going to use any of these.
Here, iOS 11 has 25 great secret features.
Sure it does.
Okay, here we go.
Sure it
does. Number one, software update.
Great.
What?
I don't know.
I don't.
What is this? This isn't it. Keyboard.
Keyboard, okay. One-handed keyboard.
All for the iPad. There's a lot of stuff for the iPad.
No, it says iPads have long have this feature, but in iOS 11, iPhone users can hold down the globe keyboard, and a mini keyboard will appear, which can be attached to the left or right side of the display.
I don't... Oh!
One-handed keyboard,
that's interesting.
There
well,
you go.
I mean, I
that's
guess,
worth it!
I guess that's definitely not worth it. See how it's got, like, just a little
like
less space?
2 millimeters.
Just a little less space. Like, oh my god, that's why I have a 6... is because it fits my one hand.
Okay. Types to Siri, all right?
Oh, okay.
Now, everyone wants to talk Siri. You can hack an accessibility feature, which allow you to type your question.
Great.
Siri now supports spoken translation. Simply ask how to say blah in blah, how to say language in different language.
That's it. Siri got smarter, control center.
And you will get a spoken and written answer. English, French, German, Italian, Mandarin, Chinese, and Spanish are initially supported. Let me see your phone.
Let's try this out. Siri, say, I hate everyone in Spanish.
Odio a todos.
Odio a todos. Is that right?
Say, listen to the Seth and Colby show in Mandarin Chinese.
Ching ting.
That's not right.
That's just listen to.
Close enough.
Ching ting, Seth and Colby.
Ching ting, Seth and Colby. Why couldn't she say our name, man?
Dude,
I'm a little offended.
I'm
all
offended
right.
as well.
Customizable control center,
oh,
man.
There you go.
Here you go. You can add shortcuts for low power mode, notes, text size, wallet, screen recording, and more. After the layout is fixed. Long press support. Previously, 3D touch was the only way to get quick access to contextual opposite control center, but now these can be opened via long press.
There
for example,
go.
Long press on the torch icon, and you can adjust its brightness.
What?
So you can adjust how bright the flashlight is?
How bright the... Oh, God, we're learning things here, and it's just going to make me feel stupid.
This is the only podcast in America, by the way, that does this. I just want that to be known.
Look at that. It's a little less... There's brighter. There's brightest.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, dude.
How is that cool at all?
I mean...
Just give me the brightest flashlight. That's what I want, is the brightest flashlight. Because it's a flashlight. It's a flashlight!
Okay. Maps, one-handed zoom, a long-established feature in Android with Google Maps, is now in iOS 11. Similar, allows you to double-tap on Apple Maps if you keep your finger held on the screen on the second tap. Swiping up and down will zoom in and out, useful when on the move.
Wow, I wonder how much code that took to code that.
Six
like,
characters.
Literally nothing.
Space, H-O-L-D,
what a fantastic
space.
Feature to add to our brand-new year-long update. Also, I don't use Apple Maps. I don't. It failed me when it first came out. Never trusted it since. Google Maps all the way, man. So none of that matters to me.
Flyover mode. Select 3D view and then a popular city and choose the flyover option. With this enabled in iOS 11, you can now fly over the city just by moving around. Kind of a simplified AR.
It's just like, why even go there? Why even go there? You can just fly through it on your phone.
Wi-Fi quick password sharing. When two iOS devices are running iOS 11 in close proximity, but only one is connected to Wi-Fi, that device will get a prompt to share the password if the other user tries to connect. Agree, and the user is immediately connected without typing anything. That's kind of cool.
I mean, that's kind of cool if you have iOS 11.
Yeah, that will come into use like twice in your life.
Right.
And that's it. QR code support in the camera. Automatic detection of QR codes is now supported just by opening your camera and pointing at one.
There's been an app for that.
But QR codes like needed that like 5 years ago.
They really did.
They're dead now.
Yes, they are.
Because there was that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Leveling tool. Navigate to settings. Camera to switch on grid. Now when the camera is taking a photo of something directly below it, two plus icons will appear. Line those up and the image will be exactly level before you take a shot. There was no grid before?
There was a grid.
Okay, I don't know what that is then. Live photo editing. Open a live photo tab, edit, and mute the video. Look for a video preview at the bottom. You can trim it just like you would a normal video by dragging the slider to even. You can also swipe up a live video and add bounce loop and long exposure effects.
I can edit the 5 second video that it takes, the 3 second video it takes.
Live photos in FaceTime. If both FaceTime callers have iOS 11, a shutter button shows up during FaceTime calls. President records a shot. Live photo. Note the other caller is notified about this. So that's FaceTime sexting is now ruined. That's what that means.
How dare Apple bat the fuck out? What business is it of yours to tell people when I take screenshots or not? It's my phone. They better not be showing nipple if they don't want me to take a screenshot of it. What? You're just randomly calling people being like, here's a nipple.
Remember that, ladies. If you call Colby and you show a nipple, he's going to be taking screenshots.
1,000%. Who would not do that? Non-creeps? Sorry.
I would. Let's see. Screen recording.
This
a new option
thing.
Excuse me, that's still down.
It's the same thing.
All right, when toggle, this will capture whatever is happening on your screen until you tell it to stop. Screen capture is actually pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Can you now screen cap Snapchat?
I doubt it,
dude. We gotta try it. We gotta experiment on the show. Let me send you a Snapchat.
All right,
you're gonna have to record it.
I gotta turn it on in my stupid control center because that's the only way I know how to get to it.
Well, I think that's what it says. It says a new option for the control center when toggled. Okay.
Plus. Okay.
Colby, this is a test screen capture video. I really hope you enjoy it, and I really hope it works so you can play this video for your friends whenever they are there.
It says I am recording the screen.
Okay. So I'm now going to send this to you.
Dude, this Colby is Newman. Definitely going to work. They have not thought of this yet.
Colby Newman. What I want to know is if it's going to notify me, because I'm sure screen recording will work. Like
fantastic. Okay, now how do I stop it?
Oh, it says Colby Newman took a screenshot of your snap.
Uh-huh.
It does say it.
So it does.
Snapchat knows.
Snapchat knows.
How does Snapchat know?
That's crazy, though. There's got to be code. Because they're like one of the top apps, I'm sure, on the phone.
That's crazy, dude. I'm disappointed that it knows, to be 100% honest.
Yeah. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
You would think that would be a bug they didn't think of, but apparently they did.
That's just because me and Colby. Listen to this.
They think
me and Colby are creeps. We want to see the nips.
We're creeps.
That ruins it. All right? Screenshots and edit. Options to recrop and mark up your screenshots will now appear straight if they are taken, saving you the hassle of driving back to your camera.
I used that when I sent you Tony P's misspelling.
I don't know if I like that.
It's all right. I mean, all it does is literally like screen picture in picture it, and then you could click on it to edit it, or I think it just saves it as.
Okay, so you can dismiss it immediately.
Right.
Okay, that's fine then. That's fine. That's nice. I agree. Okay. Additional privacy in Safari. You'll see try to prevent cross-site tracking. Automatic reader mode. Password autofill.
They'll find
flight
a way
status.
Around that.
All right, smart storage. In settings, storage and iCloud uses has been renamed iPhone, iPad storage and offers recommendations for saving space with options such as auto-deleting old conversations, removing large iMessage attachments and storing messages in iCloud. Auto-app removal. We discovered that on the show.
On the show? Look at us.
Yeah, it says delete lesser-used apps when you're low on storage. All data and settings are saved so nothing is lost and the app will return when storage is freed up. That's pretty cool, actually. That's pretty sweet.
What by the by?
It like just deletes apps if you're low on storage, then when storage is freed up, it re-downloads them.
That's interesting.
I mean, that's pretty cool. iPhone drag and drop. Widely marketed as an iPad feature, this actually works on the iPhone and the Files and Notes app, among others. Until all apps support this, though, finding what it does and doesn't work takes time. Multi-app dragging. Tap and hold an app until it wiggles, and you can now select multiple apps at the same time and then drag them all to a new screen or folder. That's
no,
pretty slick.
No way can I do that.
That's what. Why would it lie?
No way I can do that. So you're saying I got, like, two apps in one right now? So if I open Notes...
No.
No.
It's saying multi-app dragging. So, like, you're going to press on an icon.
Okay.
So press an icon.
Press an icon. I'm pressing it. Oh, shoot.
I don't think you hard press.
That's three digits.
I think you got to just lightly. Okay, now press on the one next to it. Like, same. Like, now, okay, now you should have two apps.
No. Where I'm too dumb to figure this out. No, this doesn't work. This does not work.
Okay, that one's a lie. Phone SOS. If you have the phone sections of settings as an auto call option exists with 911 if the sleep wake power button is pressed quickly 5 times, so you can SOS now. Calling the police.
That's gonna screw some people over.
Yeah, Chris almost calls the police on her Apple Watch like every day.
You know, I really never do that because it's this button, not the big wheel, and the big wheel hits my hand before that button does.
Yeah, that doesn't happen to Chris.
Huh.
No. Auto answer. Not many users want this enabled, but if you suffer from a disability, it can prove vital. Going to settings, general accessibility, call auto routing, auto answer calls, set a period up to 60 seconds by when calls will be answered automatically. Dude, that is the best prank of all time. We got to get a hold of Tony P's phone and turn on auto answer.
Oh, my God.
Immediately. You know how mad he'd be? Especially if it doesn't ring and it just turns on?
Yeah. He'd just be like, diddling himself.
Yeah, exactly. My mind was exactly the same place. It would be something awful.
Oh, God. Bonuses?
FLAC support. Files now unofficially supports playback of high-quality FLAC lossless audio files. That's actually kind of nice. And iCloud battery saving. Photo syncing in iCloud now stops automatically if battery life is low. Okay. That's it.
And that's it?
That's it.
Was that 25?
It felt like 100.
It felt like none. It's like literally, that's it. We gave you a control center.
I mean, you have a great point when you're like, we waited a year for this.
Yeah, like literally this could have been 10.2.
How's it? Everyone says the new App Store is amazing. Is the new App Store amazing?
No. No, it's not. It just gives
Look
you
at this person's freaking control center.
That's stupid. I don't even know if that there's that many, I guess. That's ridiculous.
That is outrageous. Why would you need that many?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Like, I wonder what this magnifier is. Does it literally just turn on the camera and zoom in? It really does. It really does. Wow.
It was like, let me get out my magnifying glass.
What does the lock do?
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That is the most
idiotic probably stops rotating,
feature.
Right?
I don't know, man. So dumb. So yeah, there's iOS 11 for you. It's a big old crock of nothing.
Yeah, kind of sucks. The iPad allows you to make a bigger dock. That's
yes.
kind of cool.
I feel like the iPad would be really good on iOS 11.
I might get iOS 11 for my iPad.
Yeah, but yeah, the phone, it's nothing. It's nothing.
App updates, yeah. Man.
Not a damn
Oh, you can thing. Now pay people through the... You can now pay people.
With Apple Pay?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also really annoying. I don't know about you, but once you go into a fucking conversation, there you go. Here's you. This is it. So you got all these little icons down there where I automatically click
yeah.
to type into
you can't
the
turn
message
that off?
Bubble. I don't know. I don't
yeah,
think
that
so.
That would kill me.
I don't think you can.
That would kill me. I agree. There's two new text effects.
Oh, great.
A spotlight and
those
an echo.
One things that I literally used as soon as they came out and have never
yeah.
used again.
It's the same with
never used
same
again.
With stickers, dude.
I'm going to go into the Messages app and see if I can't turn that off.
That's horrible.
Show contact
that photos. Would make me want to die, honestly.
Group
I would
messaging.
Why would they do that? Put it above. Listen.
Yeah.
Why move the thing that's been in the same place for 12 years?
Nope, you can't turn it off.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
And make that's
they really want you to use their messages over Facebook, man. That's what they're trying to do.
Oh yeah, but you know what? The problem is, no one uses Facebook anymore. Everyone uses Snapchat.
Oh yeah,
they're all trying to catch up to Facebook Messenger, and Snapchat's just over there laughing all the way to the bank.
You know what? I definitely don't use
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
That's because you're an old hipster, and we discuss this on every show. Yeah, everyone else does.
I am not a Snapchat person. You showed me your friends list last episode. I was like, how?
And I'm lame.
How do you know that many people on Snapchat?
I'm lame,
dude. I have
dude.
Like 10 people on my Snapchat.
Look at this, okay? I have a Snapchat score of 15,224.
Wow.
That's how many snaps I've sent and received.
Okay.
Okay, let's just not add friends. Let's just go to my friends real quick. Like, let's click on, well, Pinellas is going to be low because he started a new Snapchat. Let's look at Luke. Okay, my brother Luke has 23,000.
Jeez.
That's Luke. All right? Luke has that.
That's
all right, let's
crazy.
Look at, That's Brandon Painter. Brandon Painter has 29,000.
That's insane.
Snapchat score.
Why do people use Snapchat?
Okay. Your friend Cameron Janicek has 15,000. Okay. You have 9. You're at 9,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I bet 8,000 of those are me sending you messages.
Probably. I don't even know how to find my thing anymore.
You got
to
hold down.
Oh, there it is.
My Daniel, my hipper brother, look at his.
38,000.
38,000, my brother
God
Daniel
almighty.
Has. That's all he uses. He's an 18-year-old high school senior. That's all he uses is Snapchat.
That's stupid.
That's everything is through Snapchat. That's how it works, man.
That's so dumb.
Isn't it, though?
Why is Snapchat cool?
I mean, it's really convenient and nice.
How is it convenient?
It's got all these cool features, man.
No!
Yeah, dude.
No, they're not cool. Hipster me says no.
Look at Malia.
No. Oh, wow.
104,000.
Wow.
Malia, I knew hers would be big.
Jeez.
Matthew Riddle. 759.
See? I'm with Matt.
Good for you.
I'm
man.
With Matt on this.
You be with Matt, dude. You stand on that rock.
Me and him still have the picture GIF.
Yep.
Everyone else has those Bitmoji crap.
Yeah, man. You stay there with Matthew.
I'm going to... Matt, you and me.
Yep. My sister has 43,000.
Brothers for life.
43.
That's still not 103,000.
No, but these people are hipper than us.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I agree.
Like, I think Snapchat's great. Look at these people.
I don't know why people use it. I don't get it.
It's great.
It sucks.
It's great.
It's terrible.
It's faster than anything else.
I hate it.
It's faster. It's funnier.
What's
it does everything
about
messages
it?
Does.
Yes.
And it's better.
It's not.
It is.
Because all your messages go away in 24
yeah.
hours.
That's great.
Not if I need to remember something that you sent me.
Well, hold on, Mr. Old Man. Okay. Let's just look here. Like, let's say
Mr. Old Man.
Okay, Antonio sends me stuff through a Snapchat I want to save.
Okay.
Okay, maybe Antonio is a bad example. Here's one for Luke.
Done.
Okay, I send him an image. My internet's
done.
Getting turds. I don't know why.
Done.
There. Okay, so here's an image I sent Luke
mm-hmm.
of Amiibo support in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild that he saved because he wanted to reference it. It's there forever. Okay, he saved it on March 24th. Okay.
Yeah, but see that
I can
tells
go,
you what I want to say.
I can go into Dirty White Boys, all right? Here's our 24-hour message history, which by the way, look at all these things. And then here's all our saved. So like see we got all these things saved. Like here's some slore that Pinella sent to us that I saved because lol, you know. Like here's the Destiny 2 leaks that I saved. I don't know what this stuff is. I don't know why a lot of this stuff gets saved because anyone can save this stuff. All right? Like here's obviously some rants that are happening here.
Dude, you know. See, why would you ever want to go? I just don't know. Just randomness. I would want context. I don't know. Maybe it's easier.
It is way easier. Do you see how much faster that was?
Finding the things that you did want to remember compared to me, if you sent me something a week ago that I want to bring back up, I literally have to scroll through our entire conversation.
See, like my sister just sent me a Snapchat of the dog chilling, you know? Like, she would never send that in Messenger. I'd never see a picture of Penny just chilling in the driveway, man.
So weird.
It's great.
I don't get it.
It's great, man.
I'm out of touch.
See, like in my family's group, like we save great photos, like of my sister eating a chip, you know, so we can just go back later. Like here's my mom like asleep. See that one?
That's fantastic.
Here's like my mom wearing eye black with like a weird filter happening there. So see, like
it's an odd one.
Here's Penny with flames in her eyes. You know, like see, like we save things.
See,
you know,
see,
it's better.
See.
It's better.
I'm not going to use it.
Oh, I know, but it is better.
I guess. Don't.
That was starting to come off. It was bothering me. That's fine. I just don't want it half on.
It's still the same.
It's the same. All right, dude. Let's move on to something that people care about.
Let's do that.
Because we've already done 45 minutes of nothing.
Wow.
That's how our show goes. Star Wars director J.J. Abrams... All right, because he is on a $10 million obligation, apparently, to Paramount. Disney had to fork over a $7 million salary to Paramount to cover J.J. Abrams coming to do Star Wars. So, if there's one thing Paramount Chairman CEO Jim Giannopoulos could use right now, it's the hope of a few hit movies, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, one promising thing Giannopoulos has found waiting for him in the studio was a prospect of a movie directed by J.J. Abrams. The filmmaker has made his home at Paramount since 2006, when a deal, now said to be worth a hefty $10 million a year in overhead and development, it is very possibly the last richest deal of its kind, but Giannopoulos hoped that the pact would soon bear fruit in the form of Abrams' directed project, which Paramount hasn't had since Star Trek Into Darkness in 2013. Soon he learned that it was not to be. His predecessor, Brad Grey, had tried to ensure that such a film was next on Abrams' dance card. Grey was known to be furious when Abrams, in January 2013, signed on to direct Star Wars The Force Awakens for Lucasfilm and Disney. He didn't understand how Abrams' generous deal with the studio could allow the director to take the job, so once Abrams finished his duty on Force Awakens, which was released in December 2015, Grey entered into a renegotiating, obligating Abrams to direct his next movie for Paramount.
Okay.
Jump forward in hyperspace September 5th when Lucasfilm parted ways with Jurassic World director Carvin Trevorrow. He was supposed to write and direct Star Wars Episode 9 with the movie scheduled for a May 2019 release, but Lucasfilm needed a replacement. Question was, who can drop into this world and get it done, observes one source with knowledge of the situation. There was one of the optics with Ron Howard just having been brought in with the young Han Solo spinoff, Phil blah blah blah. Solution was Abrams, 51. And through the release date, though the release date was pushed to December 2019, the pressure remains. With the script still unwritten, Abrams is going to have to be occupied for the next 2 years. His deal at Paramount runs through summer of 2018, long before he finishes his work. The director declined to comment, but a source in his camp says he was enticed by a twice-in-a-lifetime opportunity. As for Giannopoulos, the exec accommodated the move, even though he was not happy. Paramount declined to come, but the studio chief is said to be irked to see Abrams get poached again, this time despite a specifically negotiated obligation. Fighting Abrams would have meant alienating the filmmaker and taking on major adversaries, Lucasfilm, Disney, and possibly even Steven Spielberg, who isn't involved with Star Wars but has a long-term association with Lucasfilm chief Kathleen Kennedy has taken credit for luring Abrams to helm The Force Awakens in the first place. Then there's Abrams' reps, blah, 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 blah. Let's see.
Blah, 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 blah.
Says, Paramount has gotten 11 years of the studio from J.J. Abrams, two Star Trek movies, and Super 8, which grossed $260 million worldwide in 2011. Abrams have also been a producer on several films, including the three Mission Impossibles, a third Star Trek, two Cloverfield films, and a third set for release in February. Did we know that? I don't think we knew that.
I knew there was going to be a third one. I didn't know it was set in February.
That's, like, close.
Yeah.
Throughout his career, Abrams' film director and producer grossed more than $5.7 billion. Still, Abrams has not fulfilled the hope that late Grey had hired him to make after Mission Impossible 3 back in 2006. We think J.J.'s the next Steven Spielberg. Said Grey at the time, maybe it's more accurate to say Abrams is a Spielberg for the 21st century. His commercial instincts, his gift for salesmanship, and his skill with reboots could have been the rich movie deal at Paramount, as well as a very rewarding TV deal at Warner Brothers, even if neither studio is getting much of his attention as they would like.
Oh, yeah, J.J. is so good at reboots, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, he is.
It's called making good movies, maybe.
Well, yeah, but he is rebooting them into good movies.
Yeah, but just make a good movie.
Yeah.
Other movies suck. They all just suck. His sucks.
No.
They all suck. Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Dude, that's like
Star
your jam,
Wars Episode
man.
9.
Dude, those are your jams, dude.
Dude, never again. I rewatched it the other night, and I'm just
You're going to be in line so fast for Star Wars Episode 10, shit. Or whatever it is.
No, 8. Oh, shit. I just hate him. So, one is life. I want to be making Star Wars.
I honestly think the only reason I would go to that movie is because you asked me to go with you.
8?
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to go to 8 because of rid of Ryan Johnna,
I mean, like, Johnna who? I mean, like, the day it comes out.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, I could wait 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not going opening night. I'll probably go like 3 days after.
I bet you go opening night.
No, not way.
Not like a Thursday, but I bet you go the first weekend day.
No way.
I bet you go Friday.
Maybe.
I bet you do.
Maybe.
You will.
Depends. Probably go with my parents.
Oh, I'm not invited?
Nope, not anymore. Since you don't want to see it, I don't want to go.
I mean,
go with
I
want to
see it.
Like, oh, I'm just sitting here.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, that much. Get out of here, music.
Boo, 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 boo.
All right, can we watch this?
Boo, 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 boo.
So, did you ever see. Did you ever see Wes Anderson movies?
Boop de boop. Nope.
Okay, did you ever see the one, The Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Nope.
Okay, we're going to watch this trailer. Not then. How about this one? All right, let's talk about this right up front.
Let's talk about it.
First trailer and poster was released today for Tomb Raider, starring Alicia Vikander as Lara Croft.
I think I saw something on Facebook about that today, and I'm like, really?
Nerds are very excited because the new Lara Croft Tomb Raider video game, uh-huh. which released a couple years ago,
yeah.
which was very good, apparently. I never played it, but apparently it was very good.
Okay.
Alicia Vikander lended her voice and likeness to Lara Croft.
Oh.
So this is like all those nerd boys' dreams come true because it's actually going to happen. Right. Right.
I don't know how I'd feel if I was Angelina Jolie.
Here's my problem with this poster right here.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with her neck?
I don't... What do you mean?
Like...
She looks like a long neck?
It's like the person... Like, the studio is like, we have to see her butt and her face. And so her neck, they like... stretched out and twisted.
That's a good point.
To like make her look
facing left, but her head's like all the way
right.
Down.
Like a human cannot move your head that
and
way.
And if she did, there would be like so many of these like neck muscles that right. You would see come out.
Right, like that is an obviously like, Photoshop neck.
Yeah, and I don't know, just got a ripped tricep though.
And like
that.
Now that I see it, I can't unsee ostrich neck every time I look at this poster.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to ruin that for all of our listeners as well.
I don't know. It could just be a weird Photoshop. Yeah.
It's a bad Photoshop.
Yeah, it is.
It is. And it's a major motion picture.
No? I can't believe
it. Now, let's watch the actual stupid trailer, shall we?
What's your name?
Lara.
Lara.
What's your name?
Croft.
Croft. Like, I think she's like some.
Lara,
it's like more
gone.
Down to earth now. You
can pick up where he left off. I see so much of him in you. Brilliant.
Hello, Sprout. If you're listening to this, then I must be dead. I found something, a tomb called the Mother of Death.
A lot of death.
If Trinity succeeds, our world is in danger. Promise me. Will stop them.
Bum, bum.
I promise.
Bum, bum, bum.
I think I know where my dad went.
That's right in the middle of the Devil's Sea.
It'll be an adventure.
Death is not an adventure.
It's the devil.
Kind of is.
I mean, it is, yeah. I think. What? Why is she Michael Jordan flying through the air,
dude? Come here. But I'm glad that you did.
Her. Boyd Crowder's in this?
Legend. Who's that?
I'm down.
What do you know about my father?
Now I see the likeness.
Who's Boyd Crowder?
Close the tomb once and for all. The fate of humanity is now in your hands.
Telling me this is more realistic.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll take two.
Dick Ross is in it, man.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know, dude. It looks just like any other Lara Croft movie.
It really does.
Yeah.
It looks just like worse CGI than the original ones. Also, hello, person in chat. I love your username. It's fantastic.
It's because you have something in common with
me. Yes. Yes, I do. But
I don't care.
I don't know.
It doesn't look anything special.
What is that? Why?
I think part of the problem might be I was never into Tomb Raider.
I wasn't either.
So maybe that's it.
It was just
maybe we don't care about Tomb Raider.
Welcome to the exact thing that we've done before. Literally the exact thing. Here's new names for all the things that we're gonna do, but we're gonna do the exact same.
I think I might look at that and go, Uncharted's better.
Yes.
Honestly. I think I might do
yes.
that.
Yes. I don't know. It's just like...
Maybe I should play the new Tomb Raider game. Maybe then I'd
you
be
should,
excited.
And
because
then maybe.
I think part of the problem is Tomb Raider, in my mind, is big old cone boobies
mm-hmm.
from like the PS2 era. Lara
yeah.
Croft, Angelina Jolie,
mm-hmm.
super sexed up, super stylized Tomb Raiding.
Yeah.
And then Uncharted came along and it was more like Indiana Jones style, which
yeah.
I think is better,
mm-hmm.
honestly, for like grave robbing and that type of stuff.
Right.
Because you can't beat like... Indiana Jones, but it was like Indiana Jones as a video game, and now they're trying to make Lara Croft into the—I don't know—are they trying to make it Indiana Jones style? Because
yes.
it looked more Fast and Furious-ish
it
than
really,
it did Indiana
it
Jones,
really
right?
Did. Yes, I would not be surprised if Justin Lin was directing that or some crap.
Well, you can look it up. Who is directing it? Oh my God! Look at this YouTube description.
Wow!
Good Lord! Oh my God! It's huge.
Shooting in South Africa in the UK.
It stars Dominic West, Walter Goggins, Daniel Wu.
Walter Goggins is Mr. Boyd Crowder, I think.
Okay. It shoots on location in South Africa and the UK from a script by Geneva Robertson Doré.
Yeah. He's also the...
The director's behind the scenes creative team. Who's the director? How does it not say who the director is? Is it Upmore?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You followed us? Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, guy.
And you followed us on Twitch, too, man. I love you.
Oh, thank
you. You are our listener of the day.
That's a great... Yeah, that's a great
Or viewer.
For sure.
Dude, you're obsessed with the username.
Dude, it's fantastic. I'm just like, well, that's great that you pronounce it so just
I mean, he is
there.
Proud of the fact.
Yeah, the audio listeners won't know, but you should watch the video.
And that's on purpose, because you should watch on Twitch.
Oh, you should watch on Twitch.
Yeah, I'm not going to read that. It seems like it's so full of cliches, dude. Fiercely independent daughter of an eccentric adventurer who vanished when she was scarcely a teen. Now a young woman of 21 without any real focus or purpose, Laura navigates the chaotic streets of trendy East London as a bike courier, barely making the rent, and takes college courses, rarely making it to class. That's just horrible, right?
It just sounds like a teen drama mixed in with a Indiana Jones film.
And she's got ostrich neck.
And she's got ostrich neck and could probably beat my ass. Like, that's fantastic.
What did she win an Academy Award for? Wasn't she in that Machina movie, the one with the robots? Wasn't that her?
Is that her?
I think that's
gotta
her.
Be it, because it said award winning or whatever.
Like, that's a movie, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the name of the movie?
Ex Machina, I think.
Ex Machina. There's no Deus.
Right.
It's no Deus. Dang, look at the like ratio. Oh, God, I got to go back. What did it say? Oh, I closed it.
Oh, you did. Way to go, man.
I'm sorry.
Way to go, man. You can literally scroll down just like a slight bit.
Let me see here.
And it would be down there.
Yeah, Alicia Vikander. She had to have won for
that. There you go.
Yeah, she had to have won with that. History. Let's see. History. Recently closed. Like ratio. Shut up. Don't play it again.
Wow.
Oh, man, it was. It's 1,000 likes up, 788 likes down.
Jeez.
This game looks great. Oh, wait, it's a movie. Got confused by the CGI. Sorry.
Yes!
Why does this look like a fan-made film rather than a big blockbuster movie?
God almighty.
Graphics are amazing. Pre-ordered.
Stop with
Why does the world
CGI.
Always have to be at stake? This does not look very good.
It's like we get it. The world ends in every single movie.
If you're
That's
listening
great.
To this, I must be dead. Cliche. Ding.
Dude, how about that Geostorm movie, though, man?
I can see this. Geostorm. That has been, like, on YouTube ads nonstop for Geostorm.
I bet you it's coming out pretty soon, man.
Geostorm, man.
I don't even know if one big name actor is in that movie. I don't think so.
Oh, they've got to have one, and it's got to be someone who used to be big. Who no longer is, dude. Yeah, Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler.
Gerard
and
Butler.
And Ed Harris.
Yeah, he probably dies off immediately, though. Yeah, Gerard Butler, dude.
Yeah, talk about somebody that used to be in movies a lot and now isn't.
Yeah, that's exactly the type of person you get for a movie like that. Yeah. The only person who can survive a movie like that is The Rock Johnson when he did San Andreas.
Right.
By the way, can we talk real quick about how The Rock's going to be president in 2020 and then Kid Rock will be in the Senate? We just need to start getting everyone that rocks, all the rocks into the Congress
Kid
and all
Rock,
that.
Like said motherfuckers on his like platform for trying to be on Senate.
Be yourself, dude.
And then I'm just like, dude.
You remember when Trump said grab him by the pussy?
Yeah, but that wasn't a speech to a crowd of people.
Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Why?
Because I talk that way behind closed doors, but I'm
and
not going to be
show.
Talking like that. Well... You got me there.
You just, you know, I wanted
then
to make
again,
a reference
not,
to this man's
again,
username, but I don't want to say it because I want all the audio listeners to feel shame
they
for not being here.
Shame. Shame.
Because its name is right here. See?
Shame.
See? But you can't see it if you're listening on iTunes.
No, it's so good. You got to look it up. It's going to a URL, people. You have the internet.
Do
it's
they?
It's not that hard.
What if they don't?
How Pause do they on your phone. You know what time it is. Scroll to that time in the video. Look it up.
Here's
we'll give you a dollar.
Okay.
No, we won't.
Look at this one right
We'll
here.
Give you a big hug.
This is the top These are the top movies for the distributors worldwide. Ever.
Okay.
So 20th Century Fox biggest is Avatar.
Gotcha.
With $2.7 billion. Shrek 2 for DreamWorks.
That's so terrible.
$900
million.
And then The Hunger Games for Lionsgate, Catching Fire. Die Another Day, 431,000 for MGM.
Are you kidding me?
What?
MGM's is the worst, like one of the worst James Bond movies ever. Well, isn't that one of the worst ones? Or
Skyfall's down there.
Like, no, but Die Another Day, that was before Daniel Craig.
Right. So they must have switched after, like,
dude,
distributors.
Dude, wow.
Probably because Die Another Day was so badly received.
MGM,
wasn't
really?
That, wasn't Die Another Day, was that the one where they have, like, the ice fortress?
Yes, at one point he's surfing on a big gigantic wave. It's James Bond. With icebergs, like, flying by.
Yeah, and then Tomorrow Never Dies is the one with the stealth ship. Right?
I think.
And then
I don't know which one was the worst one that was ever the worst one, but it was.
And then there was the Pierce Brosnan one where the man can't feel pain.
Oh, God. I don't even remember. I did not care.
I don't remember that one.
Because
he did five movies, right?
I didn't care about James
Bond at all. GoldenEye was the first.
At all.
And then he did. I don't remember. They're so bad.
Lord of the Rings for what?
Avatar almost 3 billion. I know.
Who is that?
It's unbelievable.
Which one is that? I know that one. For Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, but I don't know what it is.
That's New Line Cinema.
New Line Cinema. New Line.
And then Titanic has $2.2 billion. By the way, both of these James Cameron movies.
Yeah.
Skyfall has $1.1 billion for Sony. Jurassic World, $1.6 billion for Universal. Star Wars The Force Awakens for Disney, $2 billion. And then Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Deathly Hallows.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to make it so you can see it. You can't. It's Warner Brothers. $1.3 billion
for
Harry Potter.
My face is blocking it. It's right here.
Here, watch this one.
That one right there. Oh, shoot. Look at us. We are fancy.
I need to put our Nightbot on, like, he needs to calm down.
Just calm down a little.
Like, they shouldn't go at, like, the exact same time, which is what's happening.
Yeah, we're doing that.
We'll fix that later. But yeah, man, Die Another Day.
That's amazing. MGM, step up your game. Like,
it's crazy to me, honestly, that The Force Awakens is Disney's biggest.
I agree.
Like, from the place that does, like, Pirates and Frozen and all those.
Yeah.
Like, it's Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Does that make any sense? Like, it's got to be top theatrical. Wow.
Like, they made
out of everything.
They paid $4 billion for Lucasfilm, right?
I think.
And they made half of it back on their first Star Wars movie?
That's stupid.
And think about the merchandising.
That's stupid.
They've already paid. Like, George Lucas undersold that, right?
Yes.
Like, he should have charged $20 billion or something ridiculous.
That's ridiculous to think about, but it's so true.
Yeah.
It's like a cornerstone of humanity.
Right.
Or at least Western culture.
Right. It's like
Star Wars.
It's like, I'll give you, you could buy this for $4, and then 3 years later, you have $16. Like, you'll feel gypped, you know?
Mm. I think he did it anyways, just selling it off.
I think he was tired.
Because it was his baby.
Dealing with that lady, Kathleen Kennedy. I feel like she's the worst person in Hollywood.
Apparently.
I have no proof to back that up, but I just hate her out of
no proof.
Circumstance. Just nothing.
Dude,
just don't like her,
that's
man.
That's crazy. The Hunger Games, though, really.
The Hunger Games. Well, it's Lionsgate, though. I mean, what do they do? Seriously, what do they do? Nothing. Lionsgate. Aren't they the ones that did the King Arthur movie? Like, of course the Hunger Games are going to blow that out of the water.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
Why is my microphone continually Drew? Do you see that?
Oh, I was going to say...
Continue. I love the back. I don't get it.
The back.
I don't know.
My back.
I don't know what that means.
Get the back.
So much plush. Oh, yeah, back here. Yeah. Move your head so you can see all the plushies.
Oh, I'm sorry that I'm in the way of things.
There, take a screenshot. Now you can look at the plushies.
Yeah, there's a lot of tools.
Yeah, I have to painstakingly lay those out.
Is a child. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we are in my son's bedroom.
Oh, well.
But I would...
Well.
I can't really blame it on him because the diva's mine, the ghost is mine.
Yeah.
The Zara is mine.
Yeah, just
Pachamari
is
mine.
All
the grumpy cat... No, the grumpy cat's
all
his.
Of them.
The stuffed llama is his. All right?
Okay.
All right, the rest is mine.
Yeah, that's what.
But those two are his.
Okay.
All right?
All right?
Do you want to listen to this fart?
What?
Do you want to listen to this fart?
What fart?
Okay, so this guy, this is the whole...
Oh, I thought you meant like an actual fart.
No, what am I going to fart on you? Okay, this whole long story is basically like, last year, one of my friends recorded a particularly nasty fart and emailed it to my work email. We work at the same company.
Oh, yes, this thing.
I absentmindedly opened the file and blasted out an outrageous fart through my speakers, causing all of my adjacent coworkers to burst into laughter, thinking I was the offender. Not one to be upstaged by anyone, I spent the entire year brooding over the event and plotting my terrible revenge. Originally, blah, 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 blah. I decided to record each bout of gas for 365 days and then mix it all into one immortal track that would go down in history as the most heinous audio file ever created in the universe. 2 months ago, I completed my dark task,
It was beautiful. It was a symphony of sound produced by the most melodic of all human instruments.
Words.
It even had a tremendous finale, a crescendo that would make V for Vendetta waft his hands to the air whimsically. Okay. So basically, since our company filters out any incoming emails with attachments, I had to manually upload the file to my work computer, then send it to my victim. I named the file something nonsensical, like 411H231_08, so that it would not draw any attention by passing coworkers. Sent the email to my buddy, laughed hysterically, I felt vindicated, everything was cool. Other responsibility distracted me after the event, I forgot to delete the file. A few weeks later, I sent out an email with a few files that was intended to reach several departments in our company. Among the attachments, I accidentally included 411H23_08. Its name looked identical to the short list of files stored in the same folder.
What a dummy.
When I came back from lunch, several people were staring at me. I got a call at my desk phone a few minutes later. It was a human resources manager requesting my presence in a meeting room upstairs.
Yep.
Upstairs is where you go to meet with the CEO, CFO, human resources, having really important meetings. You only go up there to get promoted or get fired. I walked into the meeting room and saw my two supervisors, their manager, the HR lady, and her assistant, the CEO, and the owner of the company.
Oh, my God.
They asked me to be seated, then wordlessly played the audio file on a laptop while all of them watched me with unblinking, expressionless faces. I immediately turned beet red and wanted to die. I almost walked out of the room to pack up my stuff and vacate, but they listened to my explanation, told me I should keep my disgusting habits to myself, and then dismissed me. One of them later found the recording hilarious. The thing I got most in trouble for was uploading the file to my network.
That's unbelievable.
So the audio file is here. Do you want to listen to it?
I kind
of
do.
It's called Wind Song of Ass Mountain.
Wind Song of Ass Mountain.
So it's kind of a beautiful title.
At least this guy is creative.
So I have not heard this, and I'm kind of terrified.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so loud. No. Stop it.
What is this? No. Our show has turned to shit. Literally shit.
In two channels.
This is terrible. I give up.
I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Can we skip to the end?
I can't do it.
Can we skip to the crescendo?
There's a crescendo?
Yeah, he says a crescendo.
It's like so loud.
Here we go, man. You ready? Here's a crescendo.
No! That's disgusting. That's disgusting. As soon as you recorded one, you should have stopped. Because you should have known you're a disgusting trash human. Like, no way. Do I record a fart of mine and then play it back that loudly and then go, yep, this is a smart idea. I'm going to continue to do this.
For a year!
You're telling me that's all the farts he did in a year? That's bullshit, too.
That's just all
the ones that he could get.
Those might be the best ones.
Yeah. What? The best one. not the silent ones? All the silent ones are gone? Oh, that's the worst thing that we've ever done on the show. Animojis was last week. This is by far the worst thing we've ever done.
I asked you, man, and you okayed it.
I know. I didn't know what I expected.
I mean, I said it's a recording of a man's fart.
I guess what I expected was like him to like pitch him and actually make a song out of fart. But no, it's just literally here's just an audio track of straight fart.
It's just a minute and a half of fart.
Terrible. You should have been fired. I would have fired you.
Could you imagine sitting in a room and having that play back?
No. No, I could not. Nope. I would have left the room. As soon as it started, I would have been like, nice knowing you guys.
Like, you can't work with those people anymore.
No, you can't.
They know too much.
He had to leave.
You have to quit.
Regardless of if you were fired or not, you need to get out because, yeah, that's ridiculous. That is terrible.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Horrible.
How do we keep doing a show after that?
I don't know. I honestly don't. What brings a person to that level of just, I don't give no fucks. I'm going to record my own farts. I'm going to do this to you.
No!
I'm going to do this to you now.
I don't care. Whatever. What's it going to do? Make my life worse?
Yeah, I'm not going to remember.
Yeah, also, you're not going to take the time out of your day to do that.
And as soon as I record one, I'm going to be like, this is too disgusting. I'm not going to do this.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
That's art, though.
Art!
That name. The name is art.
Art!
Windsong of Ass Mountain.
Oh, God, jeez. Dude. You just need
these people are out there driving, dude, like in cars next to us and stuff, just recording.
And we thought Matthew was bad.
Matthew is bad.
That person is worse.
It's also bad. No, because that person wrote that paragraph and it was understandable.
That's true.
He could at least make the language articulate. That's how words work.
That's something I can't do. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
The U.S. Navy is swapping $38,000 periscope joysticks for $30 Xbox controllers on high-tech submarines.
What?
You're killing me tonight, dude.
Dude, it's because all the people they're hiring are like, hey, I don't know how to work this goddamn joystick. I'm not from 1980. But I know an Xbox controller. Give me one of those, and I will sink every Russian submarine you want me to.
The Virginia Pilot newspaper reported that the Microsoft game console controllers have replaced the helicopter-style stick used to control the periscope on Virginia-class submarines. The periscope itself is not the rotating tube most people think of, thanks to the Hollywood movies. Nowadays, the pilot reported subs are equipped with two photonics masts that can rotate 360 degrees. High-resolution cameras send back images that are displayed on large monitors that everyone in the control room can see. The Navy got together and they asked a bunch of junior JOs and junior guys, what can we do to make your life better, said Lieutenant J.G. Kyle Leonard of the USS John Warner's assistant.
Give me an Xbox controller.
One of the things that came out was the controls for the scope. It's kind of clunky in your hand. It's real heavy. In an effort to cut costs, Lockheed Martin and Navy officials were looking at off-the-shelf technology. And for crew members who grew up playing video games, the answer was simple. The Xbox controller typically costs less than $30. Yep. Pilots reports that the photonic mast hand grip and imaging control panel cost $38,000.
Dude, why not just give them a touchscreen like that?
Dude, I don't know. That probably costs $68,000.
Well, come on. Like, it's either that or an Xbox controller controlling submarines,
isn't it,
man?
Just a pole that has
controlling
a camera
submarines.
On it that then...
It's not apparently not anymore. It's got two gyroscopes in it that can see into your butt from miles away. I don't
see
know.
See into your butt?
I don't know. It's magic.
What would that sound like? Should we play a clip?
Stupid. Why not just turn life into a video game? How about that?
Oh.
We're already on the way. VR, controllers, controlling submarines. Like, come on.
I can't tell if you hate this or love this story.
I hate it.
Why?
Because it's stupid. Like, great. It's cost effective, it sounds like.
It saves $38,000.
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever, man. Okay, we can look at this. Look at this. This is like a... This is, we're going to have to dissect. We can't actually read this because it's too big. So this is how other families around the world vacation. So Estonia does purification of the smoke sauna, and then they just show a bunch of pictures.
Okay.
So, like, here's, like, a family right here just, like, doing stuff. And, like, hold on. It's going to get weird.
That kid looked real happy.
Like, this photographer went on vacation with these people. Okay, that's the whole idea.
Gotcha.
I don't know where the picture for this one is. Oh, I do. It's at the very top and has nudity, so I probably can't show it. Okay, Japan. Let's skip Estonia and go to Japan. In the shadow of the Kaimodonke volcano. Okay?
Telling me the average, like middle-class people, yeah. This is where they vacation.
This is like
in
what
their own
a
country?
Typical vacation is for Japanese people.
Gotcha.
Okay? Like, we go to Rocky Mountain National
right.
Park. They do this, all right?
Okay.
So, a summer escape might be as simple as a visit to an onsen, a hot spring spa, and a butsuki. In Ibusuki, is how that would be pronounced.
Ibusuki.
At the southern end of the country, spa-goers soak in sand, the black sand treatment, especially of the area. All right? So they spend 15 minutes buried in hot, mineral-laden volcanic sediment, followed by a soak in a nearby spring. More than 90% of the visitors to the region are Japanese, and most arrive seeking an onsen. Elsewhere in Japan, vacationers partake in festivals, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so
I bet you
here's some people
good.
Just chilling out.
That's healthy for your body.
Some volcanics. I mean, they look peaceful, dude.
I guess.
I mean, look at that lady. I've never made that face. That's like the I'm happy with my life
yeah,
face.
Like I'm content. I could die right now.
Look at that, dude.
Look at that face.
I'm a little jealous. Like, here's just some people. Now, this face right here, this face I've made.
Yeah. I'm covered in dirt.
Right. The sand bath's heat is different from a sauna. A sauna delivers heat instantly, and a sand bath delivers heat slowly. I felt the sand getting warmer, and I could feel more of its weight as time passed. Then when I was sweating, little by little, came to feel comfortable when buried, and it was cleared off. I felt released from heat and weight.
You mean it's
the
like a blanket?
The sea wind made me feel cool and comfortable. Yeah. Especially by being covered by like an earth blanket. And then you take it off and you feel great.
There's reasons why we developed fabric. And it's because we didn't have to sleep in dirt anymore.
Here's some people just enjoying it. Hot springs, the place to get relaxed and release stress from everyday life, forget about all daily life, and just get laid back.
I don't care. Bury me in some dirt.
I mean, that looks peaceful, dude.
I'd be down. That one lady looks happy as hell.
She does, dude. All right, let's keep going. Here's some more people down here doing things. China. Okay. Beat the heat in Chongqing. Okay?
Chongqing?
August is the hottest month in Chongqing, a municipality located roughly 700 miles from the ocean. Last month, the temperature peaked about 106 degrees, some 15 degrees higher than the average temperature for the same day the previous years. Let's see. On a summer day, more than 13,000 day trippers and vacationers from Chengdu to Guiyang might visit the attraction, most of which is underwater or built within the range of hoses and sprinklers. Picnic tables are built into shallow pools for games of Chinese chess and mahjong. Musical acts perform on the water stage. The most popular spot is a wave pool, which is 8 different kinds of swells. Okay, so look
Whoa.
At that. That's just a big swimming pool.
Yeah.
Is all that is. Full of Chinese people.
Dude. Yeah, I could pass on that one. That looks like Branson.
Yeah, this looks like a typical American, like, spot. I mean, they even got a car, dude.
Yeah.
look at that. That.
There's.
We just said, look at that.
Look at that.
Exact same time.
Look at that. We're also wearing red shirts, man. We're the same person.
You know, I wore a blue shirt this week with Pinella on my podcast with him, and he wore a blue shirt.
Oh,
now we're both wearing a red shirt somewhere going
matching.
On.
At least you changed shirts, though.
That's true. I did change shirts. I actually showered this morning. I know, dude. I know. I want to be respectable for my 15 hours of streaming today.
So good.
Yeah, and here's, these are just people. I mean, this looks like America.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, look at this video of all these people coming in and out, dude.
Is it a wave pool? Because it looks straight up like a wave pool.
It's a wave pool. Like, I think it's supposed to mimic the ocean. Look at that.
Interesting.
I mean, it looks fun. There's a lot of people there, though. Too many people.
I mean, yeah, I've been in a wave pool.
Okay, the Ukraine.
So that looks pretty American to me.
There's a theme here I'm catching on. A spa at the crossroads of East and West.
So people just like to rejuvenate their bodies with spas and things.
Big families, old friends, groggy clubgoers, and even circus performers with their monkeys and parrots can all be found on the shores of Odessa, the Ukrainian port city known as the Pearl of the Black Sea. Some bathers flock to Arcadia Beach, south of the city center, and health seekers head north to the estuary of the Veliki Kuyinik River.
Good one. You got it.
Where locals promote a mud pack and saltwater bath regimen as a cure for pain. So here's some pictures of that. So this is like a beach in the Ukraine.
Okay.
Like, we came for 2 weeks. We took a bus from Minsk, driving 10 hours. We brought a lot of magazines, crosswords. We were trying to entertain ourselves all the way. I have only one granddaughter and love her very much, so I spent a lot of time with her trying to show her all I can. Helena Kernakova, 56, with her granddaughter, Elizaveta.
Yeah, I mean, I would want to be in the water, too, if it said the average temperature around this time was 96 degrees, so yeah
I mean, look at
in some water.
There's a lot of people at that beach. But this looks, again, this is kind of like just a regular beach day, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're just people hanging out at the beach.
Apparently, people like to do the same thing.
There's a monkey in that photo. There's a monkey. What is this lady doing?
A baboon, yeah.
We worked in many years to afford this trip. I'm trying to enjoy the sea and beach as much as possible, so it lasts my... No one's going to comment on the lady just coated in black mud. It's just a lady coated in black mud right there. No one's going to talk about that.
No one mentions it at all. It's like, that's normal.
And then this one has a baboon. My mom loved fishing. We used to travel to the river and fish with the monkeys. They literally are on a beach with monkeys and parrots.
Okay, that sounds much better than anything in America.
Yeah, that's great.
Give me a monkey and I'm down for anything.
Dude, would you go fishing with a monkey? Because I would do that. Yeah,
I would.
Dude. That sounds amazing.
Monkey, get me a fish.
I want a trout, monkey.
Get me the trout, monkey.
Like, here's just a regular
Oh, yeah, bodybuilder's still there. Look at that
guy. Dude, look at this guy.
Me like beach time. Me,
you know,
big man.
He kind of had your old haircut right there.
Hey, shut up.
He kind of does.
does, man.
I know. That looks like what I want
to
be.
Yeah, it's literally who you're trying to be right there. Minus the family.
Yeah, minus the three.
Are these
four,
all three girls?
Kids, yeah. I think so.
I think they're all girls,
they're
right?
They're just rocking with no shirts.
Well, I was more commenting on the fact that, like in Europe, like, it's not, toplessness isn't the same as here. Like, it's not as sexy.
Yeah.
You know, like, people don't care. We don't care, personally.
Right.
We love rubbing our, nope, can't say it. and I was more going to comment on the fact that, like, up in this picture, this man right here is literally wearing the same thing as these girls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty universal as to what you can do.
Yeah, this guy right here looks like he's been watching American television. He goes, I don't want to be Corbin Newman. That's what I think he's like doing right there. By the way, that accent, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
That's perfect Ukrainian accent.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. There's some selfie sticks. This person is riding a horse on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Coming here the first time before, we were always going for vacation in Crimea, but now it's impossible because of the political situation. Look at that, dude.
Hmm.
Nah, that's crazy. There's some old ladies right here, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say, notice how most of these people aren't like fat, but yeah, never mind.
Now, these people are fat and old.
Yeah,
they have the trifecta.
I think sugar has
two
additives. Crossed the.
I usually come here for 2 weeks, but it gets to be too much for me if I stay here longer. But my friend Svetlana comes here for 2 months every year. There's nothing better in Ukraine than my Odessa.
Just reminds me of Shameless.
Wait, for 2 months every year?
Dude, let's go. I want a
two-month vacation, dude?
God, give me that.
That's crazy. Okay, Guinea. All right. For 2 days, in two vans over 400 miles, a New York-based photographer, Mamadi...
Oh, here you go.
Domboya! That's pretty good. Traveled with his great uncle and 15 family members from the city of Conakry to their ancestral village named Can-Can. There they celebrated Tabaski, also known as... Eid al-Adha, a Muslim festival that takes place a couple of months after the end of Ramadan and pays tribute to Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son, Isaac. Locals and visitors alike dress in traditional clothes, celebrate with dancers in the village, roads, and eat traditional foods. The head of the household sacrifices an animal.
This
slaughtered cow fed the Domboya family. Miamad voyages to his past, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this is like more what I would expect, like just some weird African stuff that we don't get. Like, I don't mean that in a racist way. I just mean it like, I expected China to be
weird.
You
mean it in a racist way.
I expected Ukraine to be weird, and all they did was went to the pool on the beach.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't get why this one is just a whole bunch of portraits.
Well, I think these are his family. Like, he's taking pictures of his family and
the
traditional
big family
dress. And like, here's the slaughtered cow. How nice.
Is that blood
everywhere? Yeah, I think they just slit its throat
in
the middle of
it. Very vibrant blood.
Like, I feel like they shouldn't just slice it. It doesn't seem... Like, I don't care if they're slaughtering cows.
I mean,
that's fine. I don't feel like you should do it in your front yard.
Yeah, I mean, that blood's going to soak in, and, you know, it's just not going to...
Nothing's going to grow
it's
there,
gonna
right?
It's going to kill your grass.
Yeah, nothing's going to grow there.
I don't know if they give a shit about their lawn there or not.
Now, see, here's, like, the festival, though. This looks...
That looks pretty intense.
That looks pretty cool.
Dude, I want this guy's life. I want to go around vacationing with people and just taking drone shots of stuff.
Got to be a good photographer, man.
Dude, a drone. Give me a drone. I'll do it.
I have a drone. You want to pull up some of your drone video? Because I have one specifically where you yell, F it, and then let it fall to the ground. You want me to pull up that video, man? I mean, that looks fun, though.
It's got to be not windy. I can't fly in wind, man.
Perfect conditions. The festival's today. It's too bad it's windy. Forget it. Italy. All right, Tuscany's hidden waters. Millions of tourists visit Tuscany every year.
98 degrees.
Unaware of the natural paradise beyond the region's beaches and the culture of its ancient cities, locals know better. From Lucca to Florence to Pisa and elsewhere, they make day trips in search of cold rivers and wooded walks. The goal, 38-year-old Alessio Trellini says, is to get away from the crowds and seek out places more off the beaten tracks. And so I have always sought out the rivers. So, like, these people are, like, literally hiking and finding back mountain rivers and stuff.
Oh, hell yeah, I want to do that.
That looks great, too,
right? Give me that.
This is part of Massa, which is still wild and natural. When you cross the little bridge at the top of the road, you're finally able to pull the plug on life's daily stresses and relax. I mean, they've got, like, a little ramshackle tent, like, 15 people there just jamming out, people
water's
floating.
So blue.
Look at that, dude. That's beautiful.
Like, just get me there now.
Look at that one. People cliff diving.
No, that's an easy way to die.
Yeah, but if you're going to die, wouldn't you like to die that way?
I mean, I guess. Not surrounded by all my friends, because then it kind of ruins the trip, but...
Look at that, dude. There's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people there,
anything
actually.
Anything that's not flat. I'm so sick of flat. I can't stand Kansas.
Man, yeah, Kansas isn't for you, I don't think. Dude.
It's just really flat, guys.
All these people, though. Just having a great old time, dude.
That seems so much fun.
Doesn't it?
Let's take our show on the road, man.
I mean, this could be in America right here, except it's in Italy.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. I think short shorts are more common in European places.
Agreed. Speedos,
man,
short shorts.
Short shorts.
Yeah. Well, people don't care. People don't care as much about how you look in Europe.
I guess.
Like, they just don't care.
They're just like, you're a person. We've seen people before.
Yeah. Like, I wish it was that way here, honestly.
Yeah, I know. No, it's not.
It's not how it worked.
No.
Iran, covering up beside the Caspian Sea.
105 degrees. The world is becoming flame.
It's hotter here than Iran.
God.
Just keep that in mind.
No, it's not.
It usually is. It wasn't this year.
No, it's not.
Man, in July, we get up to 115 degrees.
Sometimes. Yes, yes.
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 So that's hotter in Iran. All right, I just want you to know that.
You want me to pull up the weather in Iran right now?
Sure. Yeah, let's look up.
I'll do it.
What's the capital of Iran?
You don't know me. Bukhara.
Bukhara. That's not even a place in anywhere.
Validating city. Iran Shahar.
You really don't know the capital of Iran, do you?
No, what?
I don't know it either.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's 68 there right now, bro.
Capital of Iran.
We're going to feel dumb.
Tehran.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew that too. Weather. Tehran. It's 69 degrees.
69!
Yeah, it's hotter
Get
here.
Get me to Iran right now!
It's hotter here than it is in Iran.
God! We're just switching. The whole world's switching. I don't... Okay, how do I take this off? Because I don't want to know the weather.
Yeah, it's just going to make you enraged. So, Iran here. It's just people going to the beach again. But they have to wear, like, traditional Muslim outfits because, you know, religion.
Yeah. Yeah, that religion thing.
So the men can walk around basically naked, but the women have to be fully covered. But, I mean, that's their culture, man.
I guess. I'm trying to move this thing, and it's not working.
God, that right there, that looks awesome. Like, look at that. Just a little cabana with floaties. And
in the middle of nothing.
Yeah, dude, that looks great. Probably cool weather, cooler than it is here.
We don't like people. Large masses.
Yeah, but if we... I would like to have that many friends.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it if they were friends.
Yeah, but not 100 people.
No.
You want 100 friends? I don't want 100 friends.
I don't know. Do the friends all like me?
20 or 30 friends, and we're good. That would be a... That
well, that's not 20
time.
Or 30. There's like, what, 10 friends?
I don't
10
even
in that
see
place?
Any people in that picture.
Yeah,
so.
But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 floaties.
Dude, you need 10 floaties for one person if you're a large person.
These are all my floaties.
This
Get
one's my arm floaty. This one's my other arm floaty. This one's for my butt.
Colombia.
73 degrees.
73 degrees.
Let's go to South America, guys.
Why? I thought Colombia was a desert.
Nah.
Like, don't you always watch, like, Narcos
Cocaine
and that stuff?
Cocaine comes
it's like,
from there, bro. Cocaine can't grow in a desert.
Yeah, but I thought it was, like, a jungle. Like, a hot, hot jungle.
It's a jungle. It's not... Those are two separate things.
73 degrees is not a jungle, bro.
That's a jungle.
No.
Jungles can be colder.
Get out of here.
You get out of here.
You're just saying words.
Plants grow in temperatures.
The peace agreement between Colombia's government and the rebel group FARC signed last November following half a century of armed conflict offers more than just a prospect of an end to civil war. It also allows people great opportunities to roam their national parks that were once unsafe to visit. So they all go to national parks. So, I mean, look at that dude staring at
the American.
Yeah, look at that dude right there. This person's like studying trees and stuff. Those are all coke plants, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right there, all coke.
It's all cocaine.
Yeah. There's some people just playing in a river. That's a big rock right there.
Dude, what a big rock.
That's a big rock.
It's a cocaine rock. Party rock.
This is how I imagine South America actually is. Like a dude standing there in a Patagonia jacket while his kid plays a tiny guitar and his partner sits in the grass.
I was going to say it's a uke, but it's not. It's a six-string tiny-ass guitar.
Yeah, it's a tiny guitar, yeah.
Yep.
That's what I would expect. But, I mean, that looks pretty nice. That's not at all what I thought Colombia looked like, just by the way. Not at all what
no?
I thought Colombia looked like.
No, it looks like Rocky Mountain or
yeah
something. One of those other national parks we got.
All right, that's it. That's all the places.
That's all, that's the, all places? The places. That's all God, the places. God, travel more places, bruh.
I know. God. All right. You want to end the show?
We got no more stories, man?
Well, we could talk about HBO spending a fortune on stand-up, but nobody streams these comedy specials on HBO. So, former Daily Show host Jon Stewart has returned to TV for his first stand-up comedy special in more than 20 years. It's airing on HBO.
Oh, I'm pumped.
These specials serve as somewhat as a coup for HBO, which was once a leader in live comedy, but now only releases a handful of stand-up specials a year. The premium cable network has been driven out of the market for A-list comedians by Netflix, which is spending lavishly on top-tier talent like Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, Amy Schumer, and Louis C.K. Rock's two special and Chappelle's three reportedly cost Netflix $20 million apiece. For what? A whopping total of $100 million, and Netflix reportedly spent another $100 million on Seinfeld's Paraspeak sequels, combined with his full series, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. That is roughly what HBO spent on the entire sixth season of Game of Thrones.
Also, yeah, I just watch episodes of Comedians with Cars on YouTube for free.
Yeah.
So, why pay for them?
Because now, you can get them on YouTube, Netflix just as easy.
But I already got them.
Yeah, but now you can also get them on Netflix with all your other stuff. Netflix's bit thing isn't to get you to sign up for Netflix. It's to get you to keep paying for Netflix.
Mm.
That's the idea. You pay for Netflix, right?
Yep.
Okay, so now you can watch this too on Netflix. It's another reason not to cancel Netflix for some reason.
But
you will never say, I don't have anything to watch on Netflix. Why also, am I paying for it?
Right.
That's the idea.
I guess that's the point.
That's yes, the idea.
But why this and why not something else?
Because some people like Jerry Seinfeld, apparently.
Who?
I don't.
Everyone. My grandpa loves him.
He's really?
He's got every single season of the
yeah,
show.
I think older people
Seinfeld.
Do. Seinfeld. Like, I think we're too young.
Yeah.
I think if...
It was like what? On the in,
yeah,
in the
I
80s?
Think if I was like...
80s?
No,
like
I think it's early 90s. I think it's early 90s.
Well, then we would be in that bracket.
No, I think if I was 10 years older, I would be in it.
Yeah?
I think I missed it by 10 years.
Huh. Well, my grandpa's definitely not in that bracket, and he loves it.
Well, maybe it's ageless once you watch
there
it.
There you go. It's ageless.
There's lots
That's
of people I
point.
Know that say to watch it, it's hilarious. Like, I've watched a couple episodes on accident, and it is funny.
I can't take his voice.
Yeah.
Once I heard Frank Caliendo do an impression of him, all I can hear is that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel
What's
that.
The deal with yeah. airline peanuts?
That's pretty good.
What? Jerry?
That's pretty
Newman?
Good.
Newman?
Well, I know it's probably good because I love Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Larry David
Jerry.
Was like the major writer.
Yeah.
And so if Curb Your Enthusiasm is good, I'm sure Seinfeld is also good.
Never
You've never seen Curb Your Enthusiasm? Yeah.
You can't tell me anything if you haven't seen The Departed, okay?
Oh my God, let it go!
I'm never gonna let it go!
It's not good enough for me
it
to watch!
It's so good!
We're gonna watch it sometime.
You're gonna watch it, and then you're gonna be like, how have I not seen
tomorrow,
this yet?
Tomorrow, after the casino.
Name an actor. He's in that movie.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes! There's an episode of Seinfeld playing in that movie. No, I have no idea. Mark Wahlberg. Matt
yes.
Damon.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin.
Matt Damon.
I'm missing big ones here.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That one.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, there's another one. Martin Scorsese directed it.
There's more people in it,
yeah.
But those are the big five.
Okay.
It's so good.
All right. Let's
I
watch
can't
it tomorrow,
believe
dude.
You haven't seen
let's
it.
Let's watch it tomorrow.
I'm so down.
Okay, let's watch it tomorrow.
So good.
Because Chris has never seen it either. I'm sure Carmen
so
hasn't.
So good.
Because it's probably not that. And if it's not the most amazing movie
oh
I've ever seen.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's you're laughing now that you're saying it. You know it's not going to be blow my nips off.
I mean,
good.
It's not going to be like you're watching a Transformers movie. But
well,
yes,
that would be
it's
hard
good.
To be worse than. Yeah,
it's a good movie, especially and it. I've seen it multiple times, and every
okay.
single that I definitely appreciated it more the second time because it's got so much in it.
Okay, all right. Well,
like in there, and I want to tell you something, but I don't want to ruin it. But it wouldn't.
Well,
ruin
I know
anything.
Matt Damon dies at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
But still.
I mean, I don't really
There's
care
a
about
little
spoilers.
Just hidden plot.
You do know that I read all of the spoilers for Game of Thrones.
Well, before a character dies,
okay.
there's always a hidden subliminal X somewhere in the shot.
Okay.
Which just is
crazy. Does that blow your nips off, dude?
It blows my nips off, man. I rub them and they blow them off.
No, don't say it.
They don't know what it is.
Oh, that's right.
You just correlated it.
Nope,
so
nope.
Now you
Netflix released 25 stand-up specials last year and it's releasing one per week in 2017. HBO released just 3 stand-up specials in 2016 and has so far announced 4 this year. 3 from Silicon Valley star TJ Miller, Jared Carmichael, and Chris Gethard have already been released, and another due out next month from comedian George Lopez.
And this is HBO's comedy?
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll admit I don't go to HBO to watch comedy. I've definitely watched every single comedian full show right. on Netflix.
Well, even their old HBO specials mm-hmm. are on Netflix.
Right.
Yeah. But the thing is, practically no one watches, according to HBO's president of programming, Casey Bloys. As a category, stand-up specials account for less than 1% usage on Go and Now.
Wow.
He said, specifically referring to its streaming services, HBO Go. HBO Now had more than 2 million subscribers in the U.S., the company said in February, and HBO overall had an estimated 34 million subscribers across pay TV and digital as of the first quarter of 2017.
Well, maybe it's because it's too expensive.
Yeah, it's hard for me to pay exorbitant prices, Bloys said. When prices come down or when it makes sense again, it's relatively easy to get back in. We'll wait it out. At Netflix, even lesser-known acts fetch a hefty paycheck. They're anywhere from 3 to 10 million, Variety reported, and higher-profile comedians land 10 to 20 million. That's a lot, but less than the cost to develop a high-end drama like The Crown, which Netflix paid $130 million for.
Wow.
At HBO, stand-up isn't worth that kind of splurge unless you're someone like Stewart.
I mean, Jon Stewart's a big name.
Well, here's the question, all right? Would you pay for HBO specifically to watch a Jon Stewart comedy
for a month?
Special?
Yep.
Okay. You'd pay $15. It's sure to like pay-per-view.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense.
But
that's it.
It's either get HBO Now or whatever, Go, whatever. No, and Now is the $15 a month, right?
Yeah, Go is free because you're paying for it.
Right, and then how much are you paying for it through cable?
It's the same price. It's like 15? It's like 15 bucks, yeah.
But then if you get HBO and Showtime, which they're typically bundled in cable packages, yeah. it's $30 extra right. to your bill.
They're basically
and I'm like,
$15
that's not
each.
Worth it.
Yeah, they're basically $15 each.
They just need to stop like trying to compete.
Well, and Showtime
and like,
is on Hulu.
Gonna,
like, you can add Showtime to Hulu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you could also add it to Amazon Prime if I'm not mistaken, and then HBO is its own thing.
Stupid.
Yeah, dude, it's dumb.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to HBO for random content. They're going to HBO for Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or Curb Your Enthusiasm. Specific shows
no,
they're
I'm
getting
a,
that
I'm a
for.
Huge Curb Your Enthusiasm fan. I'm not going to pay for HBO to watch it.
Yeah.
I'll wait till it's out on DVD or something.
Or you're going to pirate it.
And I'll go rent it.
Because more people pirated Game of Thrones than actually watched it on HBO.
Unless you got a link for me to stream it, I'm probably not going to pirate it. I'm too lazy.
Well, that's the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't. That's too hip for me. I don't know how to do that. That's my Snapchat.
I know. You remember back in the day as a pirate?
Yeah.
You remember when we were pirates?
Yeah.
I haven't pirated anything in 3 years.
Yeah, me either. There's nothing to pirate, really.
No.
Everything's free because they realize people will just pirate
right.
it.
Right. It's just ridiculous, man.
Actually, that's not true. I pirated a Mac OS Snow Leopard or whatever I put
off
on your iMac because
nice.
They wanted to charge you $20 to
that
buy
the
old
stupidest
thing.
Stupidest
thing. I'm not
ever.
Doing that.
Nope.
And that was, listen to me, all right? Wasn't worth it. I should have paid the $20. It was so complicated.
Also, it's just sitting on my floor in my house.
I had to, like, open... Like, I had to... Look at this, all right? Every time I open Finder now, you see this? I have all these extra files.
Oh, really?
Because I had to enable that. All hidden files be shown at all
right.
times so I could go into the ISO of that pirated file. And then I had to, like, write terminal code to open up a package... And then I had to write terminal code to change stuff in that package, then write terminal code to re-export the package, and then copy it back into the ISO file, redo it, and then put it into the iMac and hope it worked. And eventually, and I had to write terminal code on the iMac to figure out what I had to write to change in the package to make it work because Apple locks those softwares to a specific model. So basically the one that I had was for MacBooks and MacBook Pros. So whenever I plugged in the iMac, it said this software is not compatible.
That's
because that's
ridiculous.
An iMac. So I had to hack it to tell it that it could work on an iMac.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
It was horrible.
You should have told me you couldn't do it.
Yeah, but then I did it for like an hour, and I couldn't figure it out, and then I was mad,
yeah.
and I'm like, I already invested an hour, I'll figure it out! And then I figured it out. And I felt good about it, and now it's in your closet.
It's just on the floor in my living
it's
room.
It's not even in a closet.
Nope.
It's just been pooped on.
It's just there, sitting there for my dog to look at and possibly lick. But what am I going to do with it, damn it?
Nothing.
Need to, like,
There's
do
nothing
something
to do
with it.
You can use it as a screen. That's what I do with my iMac. Look at it.
Well, what do I I don't do anything.
I don't
watch
know, man.
YouTube. That requires one screen.
No, man. Make it ultra wide across two screens.
That'd be ridiculous. Well, I got I got a tiny little 20-inch Samsung TV, too, so I got three.
Is that the same Samsung you had since you were, like, 14? Like, is that the same one that was in your house? No, that was an LG.
Yeah, the LG is in my parents' kitchen at the moment.
That's still working?
Yep.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
We got... They got that Samsung tiny 20-inch TV for free when they bought their 72-inch smart TV.
They just gave them a TV because their TV was so big?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Welcome to 2015.
That's a world I'd love to live in.
Yeah.
Buy a TV so nice they give you a free TV with it.
I mean, it was a tiny-ass piece
of shit. Yeah, but it's a Samsung
TV,
one. That's a good TV.
I mean, it's good quality, but that's it. It's not smart or anything. Their TV is.
Yeah, but the free one wasn't. But still, it's a free TV.
They're shitting those out of their pants, man. They got them in warehouses. They're like, we need the space. Just get them out. It's costing more for us to
store them. It probably is. It really probably
is. Than to just give them away.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I mean, what would you buy a 20-inch TV for nowadays?
Nothing. Nothing. The back of your fucking headrest
like
in your car.
Like, I guess a kitchen would probably be the only thing, right? Because if I, like, fit under a counter.
Well, I had a 32-inch in my kitchen.
Well, Mr. I'm rich.
Mr. I had a girlfriend that had an extra TV. Anyways.
Yeah, well, I got a TV on my wall.
I got TVs up my butt.
That's impressive,
dude. You go in there and search and you can rub all on them.
What? Why am I rubbing on them?
I don't know.
Should we end the show now?
Titties.
I only got one. I only got, like, two more stories.
Oh, sure.
Like, we could, actually, this is the only one. Study links youth football to greater risk of later health problems. Like, that's kind of depressing. I don't think we want to read that one.
Yeah. Well, unless my kid wants to play football, I'm not going to be like, hey, you should play football.
Like, basically, this is just saying that playing tackle football under the age of 12 exposes children to repetitive head impacts that may double their risk of developing behavioral problems and triple their chances of suffering depression later in life.
Did we get hit in the head when we were younger?
Probably. We probably hit each other's heads with our own heads at some point, if I'm being totally honest.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. Yeah. I skateboarded, so I could have fallen on it a couple of times.
I don't think it applies to us. I think it applies to, like, people who are actually, like, slamming into each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little different than me hitting concrete, because concrete's stationary. But, yeah, two opposing forces coming together. Both cars going 40 miles an hour. That's an 80-mile-an-hour impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how math works, I think.
Poor children.
I don't know enough about math to come. But yeah, like, why would you... I don't know, man. Why would you let your kids... Like, I was listening to this guy on a radio show who was talking about this. He was a former NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, do you think people will stop playing football? And he was like, no, I don't think so, because all these people, you know, who are in college or whatever, they're going to look at this lifestyle and go, I don't care what it does to me. I'm going to be rich the rest of my life, and my children's children will no longer want for anything. So I'm going to do it. Like, that type of idea.
Yeah, like the 1% out of everyone that plays football.
Right. Well, that was his point. He's like, the NFL will probably never go away. He says the problem will be parents will say no more football for their kids.
Right.
And then their kids will grow up with no interest, and then the NFL will dry up due to lack of people willing to play it.
I got
Because they don't have people who are young. Like, because that's the thing, is like, I'm the 1%. How do I know I'm in that 1% that makes it to the NFL and makes it? Like,
you try, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Like, but it makes me wonder, like, the people like the Blake Bells, you know, in your life. Like, okay, there's a good chance that they could go to the NFL, and he ultimately did.
Right.
But, like, there's also a good chance that he may not have.
Oh,
and
right.
then he has all these problems for forever. And at what?
For no reason.
Yeah, and, like, I'm sure he started playing football before he was a teenager.
I remember Bo Bell, his younger brother. He's in my class. He started playing sixth grade.
Yeah, so see, like, how do you know then what your chances are? So when do you start risking it? You know, like, okay, sixth grade, like, you don't know. Like, by the time you're a senior, you could probably go, okay, he's going to Oklahoma. He's playing for the Sooners. He probably has a good chance.
Yeah.
You know, he's quarterback. He'll probably have a good chance of going to the NFL. But you don't know that in sixth grade. So at what point do you just go, no, you're not allowed to play football, little Timmy, because I don't want you to be depressed for the rest of your life or have ADHD for the rest of your life. That sounds horrible.
Have brain malfunctions or die.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right, because there is some... This is all, like, came out right at the same time. Like, there's some study out there that was, like...
Diddy Truth.
This thing is, like 100...
Diddy Truth.
Yeah, that movie is part of it. Like, 103 people or something like that. It was a little more than 100 people that play in the NFL donated their brains to be dissected to see if they had this this disease.
Yeah.
And 99 out of 103 of them or something had it. Mm-hmm. And like they're like, it could be skewed because the people that donated it thought they might have it.
Right.
So, but they said even if you take those 93 and you apply that as a percentage of everyone who played in the NFL, that's still higher than the average of it occurring naturally in humanity.
Gotcha.
So, like, it's still more likely to happen to you if you play in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, even if they didn't study any other brains, it's still more likely to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's like, sense. I mean, it's happening.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do to prevent it.
And I mean, that kind of makes sense too. If you just think logically, like what will happen if I take this brick and just keep smashing my head with it?
Right, and it has nothing to do with padding. Like, sure, it's going to protect your soft tissue, but your brain is just in there.
Yeah,
like that's inertia. Like it's just going to move.
Yeah, it's just gravity.
It doesn't matter if you're inside a car and you get hit by another car and you walk out unscathed. That's what concussions happen.
If you have 150 car wrecks in a year, it's going to do the same thing as being the tackle player.
Right. It doesn't mean you're going to break a leg. I mean, your airbag may work great, but you still get injured.
Yeah.
And, like, you're going to do that every Sunday? All year long? It's crazy, dude.
For $1 million or however much they get paid? Absolutely. But just
for high school?
No way.
Yeah.
But for possibly a $250,000 college scholarship? Maybe.
Yeah. It depends on your kid.
Yeah.
But how do you know if your kid is good? And then how do you tell your kid you're not allowed to do that because you're not good enough to make it?
Uh-huh.
Like, that kind of sends the wrong message.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be really hard for me to be like, Aaron, you can't play football because you're not going to go anywhere with it.
Right.
Then I don't want you to die.
Yeah. Because that really doesn't teach him the work ethic in anything.
Right.
In
it's also kind of a mean thing to say.
God, that sucks, man. Yeah. It's a
like, what would you do?
It's a two-edged thing.
Especially if, like, his friends are playing and stuff like that. Like,
I would get him into a position that doesn't get tackled as much.
Yeah, that's why I'm just teaching him how to play video games the way he doesn't care.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't get anything besides carpal tunnel
Screw
in his
sports.
Life.
That's right. Yeah.
He can play Madden if he wants to football.
If he wants to football. Hey, guys, I want a football. You want a football? Let's go football.
Let's go football, guys.
That's the correct terminology, right? Football?
All
right,
well, that's all of our stories.
Football's a verb.
That's all of our stories, man.
Out of stories?
Out of stories. So what
Out
now?
Out of stories. What was that tweet that you sent me? From Z-Swig.
You want to see that?
Yeah, what was that?
I think that's actually, I probably should have sent it from our show. I think our show would find it more, it's the wrong guy. That's the guy who has my name. I hate him. Here it is, dude. Why doesn't it show up?
I don't know.
Oh, tweets and replies? That's got to be it, right?
Nope.
Yeah, right here. Colby Newman. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I clicked on Harry Porger.
Do you have Porg Mania yet? Good. So do we. Who's your favorite Porg so far? Just
Iron Porg / Porg Buster. The Porgisher?
That'd be like the Punisher, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Darth Porgus.
Yep. And Harry Porger. I also voted for Harry Porger.
Yeah.
Darth Porgus is coming in there. I like your mom. That van be free. Can. I like your mom. That can be free. Oh, I get it, because I said, click here if you like free stuff. That's the title.
It could be if you're skilled enough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say no. She's a grown woman. She can do whatever she wants.
Decisions are hers.
Yeah, I'm not going to. My boss is my mom. My boss's mom. So, yeah. I just really sent that to you because Porg, you know.
Stupid Porg.
He's everywhere,
dude. As soon as you sent that, I was like, what is Porg?
Yeah,
and I'm like, damn it, that stupid fucking Star Wars thing.
Yeah, it's that owl, man.
God.
It's that owl, man.
Stupid.
He's your favorite.
Stupid. In the show.
Who's better, Baby Groot or Porg?
None.
You can't choose none. You gotta have a favorite. Porg or Baby Groot?
I don't know what Porg's gonna be yet, though, so I can't judge.
He's gonna be like Baby Groot.
Yeah. Baby Groot, since he was the original.
I like Baby Groot better, too.
He's the original.
But I don't know, man. I love birds.
Like birds?
I think maybe I'll wait to see what noise he makes.
Yeah.
Like, if he makes a noise. Like, see, if he does that, I might like him better than Baby Groot. As long as it doesn't come with... Nope. I'm out now back in Baby Groot's camp. But other than that, I'm totally fine. Yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching, listening, doing all the things you do.
Following. That one person that...
Yeah, we can't say his name.
Yeah.
Can't say his name. Thank you, guys.
He who...
But, yeah, we'll be back Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you listen to the audio version, we'd love it if you come join us. Watch our faces, chat in our chat. We like talking to you. We love sharing your opinions. And if you don't watch us, you can still go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. I don't think I said the URL there. twitch.tv/SethandColby. And click the follow button. And go to youtube.com/SethandColby and subscribe. That's where we put up our videos, full episodes, and highlights of the show. So you can go check those things out, too. And subscribe on everywhere. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. That's where the audio podcast lives. And all these links and more at SethandColby.com. We'll see you guys on Sunday. I love you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.